glaube, das Studenten Arbeitsplatz, aber leider meines.
Yes, Mark asked about it. So.
Oh.
So that should move up. Have an update to the database, but you might still want to maybe
this one is the one.
Daily or weekly scrape it as a video level, so that if there's ever a problem, you can fix it up. But I think this should probably work. Fine.
What kind of information you want to know?
Well, the information you will not be able to use for us, you will use for other people. So the information will pass. Information again is. Information we have nowadays about VCS is the parsing of the change log, the parsing of control file. Watch file and patches. What else?
Log message?
Well, no, we are not storing log messages.
Yeah. It's not issue for data or each commit, just some status of the
package. Each commit will.
Your data status of the package, but yes. Don't you increase the size?
No. Only for new packages. We don't upgrade the full database on each commit because it doesn't make sense.
This is something that already
Hello, Ryan.
Okay, what I was preparing to do is that if the idea about using Unity is not making a big deal about the field, just using it as a data source or data storage. But, anyways, twofold. One is to be data. Somebody else can use it, and we don't use it. And the other thing is to use Unity as our data store. It's a completely different thing.
This is something I spend a lot of time on because I was very interested. And we had some phone call, long phone call. And I think the Bilstat database is much better to do. No, you don't. To do software development, I think it's much better because there is what I said some minutes ago. The database structure is easy to access for from an object model development. Whereas
can I try this?
You can hear us?
Yo. Oh.
Yeah, but no, but people say on IRC that this data doesn't hear us.
Okay. Yeah. Please, Ryan, okay. Tell us that you
so,
hear us.
This is my opinion, but I think if we want to store information in UDD, it's much more easier to fetch them from Buildstat database and push them in UDD. And this won't break the current mechanism where we have 4 big updates per day, because all the data will be already in another database. And I think Buildstat is far from being perfect, but this part, in my opinion, is quite correct. And I think you should at least take a look on it.
I took a look last year, but I really don't remember it now by heart. It's been a long time.
If you want, we can have a look together after, just to see what can be done on the code base. I don't like the current interface of Buildstat because I don't like it. It's poor quality code and so on. And I love PET on this side. And I think we are lucky because both projects are strong in one side. And I think we have all together to merge.
You were talking about the front of PET.
The front of PET is very nice and very rich. There is a lot of information.
But the problem is that in PET, the presentation is just tiny in comparison. In fact, you could use it now if you wanted, because it just has all the data when it's called. It has all the data in a big hash, and it just formats it. Yeah. It only does that. The data is already ready to be processed. So if you have the same data processed, the problem is if you have all the data processed, which is done in the fetch data script. But if you want to start using our interface in Buildstat, you could just by taking this Perl module and CGA and just modifying where it's looking for the data.
Yeah, I know. But it just... there is work to do. I'm agree, but I think the best is to speak together with the source code, and I will be able to show you what I think need to be changed. But thanks to the hash table and things like that, I think it's very not a big issue to plug both systems. We'll stop to speak about this topic because.
Does PET support just subversion?
Joachim has been working on darks, and Ryan was working on abstracting the repository, the specific repository, because we also want to support Git and whatever. We have one fan there, a fanboy.
Isn't there, I haven't checked, but I would actually be surprised if there isn't, a Perl module on CPAN that does the abstraction? I mean, we use it in PET. As for inbuildstat, is it in Perl? Needs abstraction, and there's dep change, and a dep commit in DevScript, which also has a complete list of abstractions for doing a little bit of other, but still doing VGS stuff. So it's... the wheel is reinvented all over the place.
Stop.
but we want to be able to track changes. So in the subversion variant, this means post-commit hooks, which update, which then they trigger an update of the cache, which then fetches the changes from the subversion repository. So it's more like reading the correct changes.
That hasn't happened for a long time.
I know, but still, if there's a project that's already abstracting lots of the stuff, I mean, some overlap there is, like diff, I think. No, maybe not.
Yeah, that's something
then
to investigate.
Would be good to just join forces in this project and
and that's what we need
and use it.
Yeah.
A few times.
The first step is to separate from the current code. Maybe the abstraction later is not that hard. But the problem is separating the current code nowadays.
That's true.
So deb commit, what else?
As an example for abstract.
Deb checkout?
They are on Perl. I recently did Dax support for depth change, so.
You're a great fan of Dax?
Well, we use Dax in Haskell group, so I have to add it to other tools.
Yeah, I'm still a bit confused about where are we going to store our data now.
There was no decision. We were just talking about different possibilities, and of course the conflicting views of Gornery and Lucas about storing in one database or the other.
I think we are agree about that. As far I remember, it was the conclusion we got when we had a phone discussion in September, maybe. And I think you said something like, "Okay, UDD must stay simple to access and to be easy to understand for people." And whereas, in my opinion, Billstat must be more complex and target for development and that all. I think it's two different databases. And feeding UDD from Billstat is something trivial, because you have the database, and you have just to do a script to synchronize information.
Well, I think we have to discuss it longer, not
sure.
In a small buff.
Ryan. So if the problem is, well, if you want to add a lot of data to UDD just for pets, and which won't be useful for someone else, then it's a problem. If the data is going to be useful to everybody anyway, and it's generic enough to be useful to everybody, then yeah, it's fine, perfectly fine to use UDD for that. For example, if you have a per commit script, where you just need to pass the changelog and the control file, for example, and that you can call to scripts that you would call to say to UDD import that new changelog and that new control file, and then that's a script processing the data and putting it to UDD. If the only information you need is contain those two files, then it's probably fine to do that in UDD. No, I'm not sure of what you want exactly.
Well, nowadays, what we do is store more or less that. The biggest problem is watch files, because each time a watch file changes, we have to refetch the information also. So update the information about repository, but also update information about watch files, because we need that information now, not waiting for the next crunch of. Because we want to know now if there is a new version of this one error in the watch file or whatever. That's why I'm also not sure about a big centralized database like UDD, but maybe UDD can use our information for somebody else, even if we don't use as our database.
And actually, watch files.
Sorry.
That's the second and the secondary issue. If we can provide some information that someone else might use, that's nice and everything. But I think what we have to figure out how we can have the information that we mm-hmm. want to use.
Yeah. Well, for me is as I said before, I prefer things that are local, that are more contained, and especially without daemons, depending on daemons, for this kind of tool. But it's my point of view only. We also have to discuss things like if we are gonna do it, how to do it, the multi-repository stuff, which is quite complex. If we want to support archive-wide PET, for example, I would really like to have a PET for the whole archive. Yes. Probably or not.
But I think that we need to be careful about not duplicating tools that already exist. For example, for watch files, there's DHS, which is reasonably well maintained.
It's not useful at all, because the watch file from that they use is from the archive.
Yeah, have you
talked? We need the watch file
I know,
from the
I know,
SDN.
I know. Have you talked to Raphael about that? Because maybe he could just provide a way for you to provide the watch file from SVN. So like a special PHP page where you would post the watch file, and that it would use, in addition to the watch file from Unstable and Experimental, to scan for new versions.
Watch file is, checking a watch file is just a 10-line script.
Yeah, but then you would do it for the whole archive, because the main problem I have with PET and SVN Buildstat is that they sort of provide a service to a restricted part of Debian instead of providing it to, instead of thinking more globally to provide.
I did this. I tried to do some things more global. Actually, I stopped because of a lack of time. But I think what I did is can be used to provide a global view of the information. It's bad. It's too bad because I should have bring with me some database schema or things like that to present more in detail what Buildstat is.
I'm thinking about the thing about having watch files from VCS on DEHS. Maybe I don't think it'll be the easiest way to wait for PET to provide an export and then use the export. But since DEHS already has the access to the package description, and then that can fetch the VCS header and just fetch it itself. So this might be a solution where DEHS can get the information, but can do it. Not always, but in most cases.
Then you need to find a way. Still need to find a way to ping DHS when the watch file is updated in SVN. But yeah, that's true. I think that Raphael planned to work on that some time ago, but it's not done currently. But I really think that we shouldn't try to duplicate processes on generating data. I mean, in UDD, from the start, we decided that we try hard not to generate data locally when importing it into UDD. And we only do that for the Ubuntu bugs because there's no other way to do it.
Mm-hmm. I agree on that. Even there is some, but the biggest problem that we have is that PET as SVN Buildstat are one of the few tools that are targeted at the repository level and not at the archive. DEHS, UDD, and many other tools, the PDS, work with archive. So it's quite different. You have to think about different things, and you have different time constraints. Yeah. And the information needs to be really fresh.
But there's no reason why the global tools shouldn't change to match our way. I mean, if our way is superior, you know, it would be worth DHS having this information as well. They should change.
But maybe it's not possible to change the tools to have it.
Why?
Because of design issues. I'm sorry. Okay. It's too complex for DHS to adapt to us.
It's already doing it for unstable and experimental separately. So it's only a matter of adding four colons in the database and writing the code to import the data from SVN and run the checks. So database is ugly, but it's possible.
So does DHS already use UDD as the base, or?
No, the data is just DHS as its own PostgreSQL database on Alios, and data is exported from DHS to UDD.
What about, just a bit off talk a bit, but packages.debian.org, will they use UDD eventually, or is it not planned to be used as a base for all these sites that all do the same thing at the moment?
I think that the main goal for UDD is to provide new services which make use of the functionality that UDD provides by combining a lot of data. And if the only goal is to re-implement every existing tool, it won't bring anything to Debian. So when I look at my to-do list for UDD, the goal is to be able to replace DDPO or the PTS. But the goal is not to do that. The goal is just to provide the same information so that someone like Andreas can build a tool specific to a team and have all the needed information in UDD.
We have little time left. Yeah.
Yeah. You are working.
We're stuck on the same topic, if not.
You are working on the tool to present information.
Yeah.
What tool is that?
You should have come to the talk.
What happened?
They are distracted on UDD.
Okay. Well, we have less than 10 minutes, so we should talk about thing also in the short term, what we want to do now.
So it's source application.
We had this discussion last year, and it's stuck in there about the database and all that. We need to talk more about that. The other things are that would be really cool to have. Not now, but soon. Is to at least have support for Git, Darks, or whatever. And in the not so distant future, to have support for more than one repository at the same time. The thing is, how are we going to do it? Maybe Ryan from home wants to contribute.
He said before that he has it in his head how to write this multi-repository stuff, but he hasn't written it down yet.
Okay, so not really useful for now, for the discussion.
Maybe in a few hours.
for the abstraction is more or less clear. It was started when the code was writing. It's just to separate the calls to SVN to abstract calls like fetch me the last revision, tell me what changed, etc. Fetch me a file. Sorry? Yes. Yeah, the call is cat. No, we are using the library. No, we don't spawn the shell ever. There's no system call at all, I think. Double B complex.
Nested hashes into some objects with accessor methods.
I feel strongly in favor of that.
Because if you make a typo right now, mm-hmm. it goes unnoticed.
Yes. The thing is, the hashes also are the database. Some of them are like objects, but some other are like the database. So we'll need to think about it. It's more a midterm goal, I think. For that, we will need to rewrite the whole code, I think. Probably.
From an outsider's perspective, where I just wanted to do minor modifications for darks, I actually found it quite pleasant to know that there's one big hash with all information that goes this way and then gets output their way. And there's no entanglement of data and code which you get with objects. I think for simple tasks, batch processing, which are basically doing, like input, output, it's not a bad design decision to have a clear data-only structure. So, I don't know if it's... But of course, it's whoever programs it, so just a suggestion.
An object with accessories is just a data structure, like anything else. But you get...
I also think that he's writing that it's just data. It doesn't have any intelligence in the data, like in an object. I would think that something like the schema would be more appropriate for what we need.
The reason I am struggling for object is not to put some logic into this and some clever stuff, but more to get a runtime syntax check.
Well, we won't have that ever in Perl.
Yes, we have it.
For objects, no.
Yes. For methods.
Oh.
For accesses.
Yes. You have syntax check, but it doesn't check if the method exists.
Yes, at runtime.
At runtime.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay, runtime.
Well,
sorry,
at least at runtime. But
you were saying
with hashes, you don't have this.
No, right.
Never.
We don't even have that. Right. Yeah. I think
so. That's my goal. No? Not some clever stuff to do with objects, multiple inheritance, or whatever.
Yeah.
We may reach to that state someday, in a couple of decades. But
no, I think that is good thing to do at some point, to make. Call it what you want, but to make the structure more clear and solid, not only rely on a hash.
Documented.
Yeah, but the thing is that it's too easy to make mistakes, and for it happened to me a lot. What was the name of this hash?
I said documented.
That was a hit for me, I guess.
And what does UN underline blah blah underline something mean?
But the other thing I would like to think about if we can, is to how to go on the multi-repo. Not the thing that's Ryan working on, but the thing about supporting more than one repository now at the same time. That's something that is bigger in the change, but I think it's a lot useful for a lot of people. To have more than one repository, for example, for them or for people that use Git with many repositories, we cannot be seen as one.
We have been asked about Git several times already, so there is demand for that, even if Debian Pro Group doesn't convert to Git,
mm-hmm.
which may not have ever happen.
Yeah. But it's not only the supporting Git commands, but also supporting many Git repositories.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest problem.
Mm-hmm.
For that,
It's not a problem to support many equally repositories. I mean, darks is one repository per package. And
you're doing that now?
Yeah, it doesn't matter because you only access either directories or files, and then you just need to make sure you access the right directory, the right repository for the file. You never do any operation that actually acts on several packages at once at the moment.
Listing packages, for example.
Well, that's then listing repositories. That's just a file directory list in the file. So having lots of repositories of the same kind at the moment, it's already working, basically. But the hard part is to have different repositories with different settings, like a Git and a Docs repository, or Docs repositories with different layouts. So I think I was always under the assumption that that's what you mean with multi-repository.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is the thing that about supporting different things one at a time, and there's the other thing that is supporting any repositories of any kinds at a time.
Supporting several repositories of the same kind of is no problem. As for Docs, I already did it.
Yeah, we should cut. Oh, we didn't wrap up. Oh, we can write a mail on the list and continue the discussion.
Yeah, I'll read some minutes or something. It's quite chaotic at the moment. But anyway, and hopefully we can move from the current state, which is not very good. Thanks everybody for attending. Your comments were very useful.